Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, unless there's a football game, which there often is this season. And I play for you my favorite songs I love, and I occasionally put in something odd or different, which I call a wombat. And that's where the title comes from, Wombats and Music. I've got a wombat tonight. Well, we're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I'm going to start off with one of my favorite artists, John Stewart. John Stewart was with the Kingston Trio after Dave Gard left. They were a very popular folk group for about 15 years. And then he had a solo career. He wrote a lot of great songs. He wrote some hit songs for other groups. And just a wonderful performer, singer, musician. This is called Wingless Angels, and I think it's about humans who are, in truth, angels. So this is John Stewart with Wingless Angels.
Sure is a long way home.
Wingless Angels by John Stewart. Next up is a song from a group that really was popular in the 60s, actually starting in 1957, the Everly Brothers. They sang a lot of country-like songs and pop songs. They had an odd style. They sang their music a third apart. The harmony worked out very well for them with their voices, and both of them were actually singing the melody, or what would be the melody of the song if there was one, and which is odd. Usually one person sings the melody and one sings harmony, but the Everly Brothers would sing, both of them would sing the melody, but a third apart. And it gives them this odd, unique sound. But as time went by, they ceased singing pop songs and began to experiment. And in the 60s and the early 70s, they began to do some different things. And this is one of them. It's called Lord of the Manor, and it's a powerful song about a man who's being betrayed by his wife. He's the gardener, and his wife is the upstairs maid, and the Lord of the Manor is the man his wife is with, and the gardener is bitter, so bitter that he wished in the garden all the flowers would grow thorns. So it's kind of a strange song, but I love the harmonies and a very different kind of music.
Stop them. Is this simply gone. I wish in the bedrooms the sheets were all torn. I wish that the flowers would only grow thorns.
The Lord of the Manor by the Everly Brothers from the 70s, I believe. Well, now we have another song from a past. This one's from 1984, sung by the Kendalls, and it was their number one country hit for them that year. Thank God for the radio, and it's kind of a tribute. Here I am having it with a radio show. This is a tribute to radio shows. This is sort of thanking God for the fact that we have the radio and the music we can listen to and how much it fills our lives. So I get a kick out of that, and it's my way of saying thank you also to the universe for allowing me to have this show, and this song says it for me.
At the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one here beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs so much to me and you. There's a song that we first danced to. There's a song that played the night we met. There's a song we fell in love to. That's a song
for the radio by the Kendalls. Well, now comes a song from 1970. I've mentioned before that during one era of my life, I used to get these sampler records from Warner Brothers. I think I paid like $1 an album, and every month or two I'd get an album in the mail with a collection of odd, peculiar songs. Some of them became great hits, and some of them went nowhere, but every now and then I'd find one that just rang my bell, and maybe it wasn't a hit, but something I liked. This is one of those. It's called The Jeweler. It's by a singer named Tom Rapp. Tom Rapp actually went on to become a fairly well-known band leader with a group called Pearls Before Swine that did what they call psychedelic rock. This is almost country music. This is different. Anyway, I find it kind of haunting. This is The Jeweler by Tom Rapp.
A shop on the corner of the boulevard in the night, in small spectacles, he polishes old coins. He uses spit and cloth and ashes, he makes them shine with ashes. He knows the use of ashes. He worships God with ashes. The coins are often very old by the time they reach the jeweler. With his hands in ashes, he will try the best he can. You know he can only shine, cannot repair the scratches. He knows that even new coins have scars, so he just smiles. He knows the use of ashes. La 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 la. He worships God with ashes. La 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 la. The darkest of the night, both his hands will blister badly. They will often open painfully, and the blood flows from his hand. He works the taste from black coin faces, thumbprints from so many angels. He wishes he could cure the scar. When he forgets, he sometimes cries. He knows the use of ashes. La 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 la. He worships God with ashes. La 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 la. He knows the use of ashes. La 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 la.
That was The Jeweler by Tom Rapp, and probably the rest of Pearls Before Swine. Well, now comes a friend of mine, Jan Mayer, M-A-I-E-R, Jan Mayer. I just saw her last week. She was at the Folk Music Week I was at, and the next song I'm going to play after this one was something sung that week. It's my Wombat coming up. But this is a song Jan recorded. Jan Mayer is a beautiful, tall woman, and with an incredible voice. I often have told you on this show, I was in the Pinewoods New York City Folk Music Club for 30-some years, and am still active in the club. Went to their week this year. Jan had probably the finest female voice in the club, bar none. She just has an incredible voice. You get part of it in this song, but not all of it. But I heard her sing last week, and she's as good as ever. So this is called Windmills. And once on a weekend, she had me sing it with her. She needed a male to do the part, so she taught me my part, and I wasn't doing much. I was doing the harmony, but I learned my little part and did it as best I could. And Jan did her part, and it came out spectacular, and I was honored to be part of it. This is Jan Mayer singing Windmills.
In days gone by, when the world was much younger, men harnessed the wind to work for mankind. As seamen built tall ships to sail o'er the ocean, landmen built windmills, their corn for to grind. Around and around went the big sails, turning the shafts and the great wooden wheels. Creaking and groaning, the millstones kept turning, grinding to flour the good corn from the fields. In Flanders and Spain and the lowlands of Holland, the kingdoms of England and Scotland and Wales, windmills sprang up all along the wide coast to line ships of land with their great canvas sails. Around and around and around went the big sails, turning the shafts and the great wooden wheels. Creaking and groaning, the millstones kept turning, grinding to flour the good corn from the fields. In Lancashire, lads worked hard with the good earth, plowing and sowing as the seasons declare, waiting to reap all the good golden harvest, while the miller he idles his mill to repair. Around and around and around went the big sails, turning the shafts and the great wooden wheels. Creaking and groaning, the millstones kept turning, grinding to flour the good corn from the fields. Windmills of stone blackened my weather, windmills of wood standing white in the sun, windmills like giants ready for tilting, windmills that died in the gales and are gone. Around and around and around with the big sails, turning the shafts and the great wooden wheels. Creaking and groaning, the millstones kept turning, grinding to flour
right, folks, get ready, it's wombat time. My wife and I, Phyllis Hale and I, went to a music week last week. It's the Pinewoods Folk Music Club out of New York City sponsored it. It was called the Traditional Music and Dance Week, held at Pinewoods Camp up in Plymouth, Massachusetts. A week of singing and instruments in the beautiful weather and beautiful forest, little trails, no cars. We had a great time. And I'll be playing things I recorded there as my wombats for quite a while. The first one I'm going to play and is by my wife, Phyllis Hale. Now, I know that one's judgment is clouded in such situations, so you can't trust me, but I only play songs on this show that I absolutely love, music that I think is great, and I think this is great. Okay, so maybe my judgment's influenced, so you can form your own opinion. However, there's a little story with it. Phyllis and I went to workshops, and the first 2 days of the week, Sunday and Monday, we went to a workshop with some fantastic musicians. There were three of them there, two men and a woman, and just great music. I really enjoyed it. The third day, I decided to go to a banjo class to learn how to play clawhammer banjo better from a woman I've known for years who's very good. So I left Phyllis alone, and I asked her later how the class went. She said, great, the music was as good as ever, and she said, I got to sing a little bit with Craig and Hubby, the two guys. I said, oh, yeah, how'd that go? She said, really well. She said, we're going to perform in the camper's concert. I said, what? You're not supposed to do that. They aren't supposed to be in the concert. She said, well, I'll be the singer. They're just going to back me up. I said, how'd you talk them into that? She said, well, we were just praying around, and the idea came up, and they said they'd like to do it. So this is the camper's concert, the last night of camp, and we each got to get up and sing a song, anybody who wanted to, and Phyllis volunteered, and Craig and Hubby, the two musicians, came in. One played the fiddle, one played the guitar, and they did a good job, too. So here we go. This is Phyllis Hale singing Summertime Last Week.
Feel that.
Phyllis, my wife, Phyllis Hale, singing Summertime with two fine musicians. And I thought she did a great job. I think she burned the place down. I mean, it was just, she's a star in my book. And I'm delighted to put that on as my wombat for the week. And I hope you all enjoyed it. It's, I admit, a little different, but hey, it's my show and I can play wombats, and that's the one I choose to play. So I hope you enjoyed it. Well, we're moving on now to old-time country. Ralph Stanley and Doug Phelps playing Pig in a Pen. So if you like banjo fiddle music, check this out.
Gonna feed him on all I need. Pretty little girl, feed him when I'm gone. Going on a mountain, so little Cain raised a battle stock from the sweet Eliza Jane. Got a big home in a pen, gonna feed him on all I need. Pretty little girl, feed him when I'm gone. Black clouds are rising, sure sign of rain. Get the old gray bonnet on, sweet Eliza Jane. I got a big home in a pen, gonna feed him on all I need. Pretty little girl, be when I'm gone. John comes a gal of mine. How do you think I know? I can tell by the denim gown hanging down so low. I got a big home in a pen, gonna feed him on all I need. Pretty little girl, be when I'm gone. Biscuits, baby, make them good and brown. When you get them biscuits, big for Alabama bound. I got a big home in the pen, gonna feed him on all I need. Pretty little girl, be when I'm gone.
Pig in a Pen by Ralph Stanley and Doug Phelps. I'm a banjo player, not terribly good, but a big advocate of frailing banjo. I love the old-time frailing style. Well, that wasn't frailing style. That was three-finger style. And I have to admit, three-finger style has its place, and that really rocked. And that's an example of how good three-finger style banjo can be. Well, next up is Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan does not have, in my opinion, a good voice. In fact, he has almost a terrible voice. But he's an incredible songwriter, and he does have a wonderful sense of music. And occasionally he finds a song that's just right for his voice. And the next one is one of them. This is Knocking on Heaven's Door. He wrote this in 1973. He wrote it under contract for a movie called Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. And I'll let the song tell its own story. But Bob Dylan sings it, and he said it was an exercise in what he called splendid simplicity. Well, all I know is it's a song that I like a lot. Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan.
Take this banjo from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. And just one of my favorite songs. In my top 10, I think. Well, next comes Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. This song was originally written back fairly far, 1933. And was re-recorded by numerous artists, including Frank Sinatra. And eventually became fairly popular. But the really big version of it, the big hit version of it, was The Platters. The Platters was a doo-wop group, and they recorded this in 1958. It went to number one. 1958 was my teenage years, and I love this song. So this is one of the songs that we all danced to. In those days, well, I guess probably true today too, there were really two kinds of dance songs. There was the fast, the swing, step, rock and roll kind of thing, and the slow ones. This is one of the slow ones. And I remember this song so well. And I hope you like it.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Oh, inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love.
Without my love.
Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. Oh, oh, oh. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your
in your eyes.
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by The Platters. Well, it's time to stop and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love. And it comes on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, and it comes to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. So that's what we're doing. That's who we are. We're going to move on now to Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp made his career as a young musician, talking about his early youth in Bloomington, Indiana, and he's still performing. He's probably in his 50s, born in 60s now. And this is called Jack and Diane. He wrote it, he performed it. And to date, it's his most popular single. Went to number one, stayed there for a long time. So this is Jack and Diane, performed by John Mellencamp.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone to walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
Can.
That was Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp. Well, next up is something by Tina Turner from 1984. This was her only number one hit and also her most popular song that she ever recorded. However, Tina Turner is one of the world's best-selling music artists of all time. She's been referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll. So she's one of the most successful female artists of all time and quite a singer, known for her lively stage style and just powerful presence and just a terrific performer. This happens to be another one of my songs I just really, really like a lot. It's called What's Love Got to Do With It? So here we go. What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Tina Turner singing What's Love Got to Do With It. Well, next comes a little offbeat thing, almost a wombat. This is Cheryl Wheeler, a well-known female folk singer and musician, performs a lot, travels a lot, now in her 60s, I think. This is kind of a cute little thing she put together using the word potato, and I like it. I don't know why. Partly because it's silly, I think, but also it's just like, You know, if you've got a good tune and you work with it, you can get something out of it. So here we go with Cheryl Wheeler singing Potato.
So what happened is I was walking in the woods, and what started rolling around in my head was the chorus of the Mexican hack dance. With only the word potato in it. So there I was. I just kept singing, potato, 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 over and over. So I set myself this challenge to see if I could do this in such a way as to cause the accent to fall at different times on each of the three syllables of potato and have it end up properly on toe as opposed to te or po. It is a long walk. And I now have an entire song about potatoes.
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine, maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canishes or lackas or plain. Potato, 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 potato.
Cheryl Wheeler doing a number on potato. Quite a cute song. Well, we've got time to squeeze in a little bit of the Everly Brothers, and just a bit. We already had the Everly Brothers earlier, so you know who they are. This is one of their hit songs from the 50s. This one's called Kathy's Clown.
Sound. that's Kathy's clown.
That was the Everly Brothers singing Kathy's Clown. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baia, your host. Well, Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I want to encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.